Okay, so it's Monday, and I've just actually just right now said that it's the Mondayest Monday I've had in a very long time, but thank goodness for the good things guy, because Brent Lindeke is with me on a Zoom. Oh my God. And he is going to share some good things. Hello, Brent. I'm broken. You just take over.
Hello, Danny. Yes, I'm with you on a, I'm a Zoom on a. I'm here on Zoom, safely, socially distancing in our own houses. And I'm in the polar opposite mood to you. So I'm here to perk you up. My cup is full, which means I can give you some of me. I can, you know, let's do good things together.
I love a little bit of Brent Lindeke on a Monday, I've got to tell you. I'm not unhappy and I'm not overwhelmed and I'm not sad. I'm just like a bit mad, if that makes sense.
No, meh. Are you like meh?
No, I'm good. I've had enough coffee to be very up.
Okay, we're good.
But I'm just good. Like, I just don't actually know what's happening anymore, what day it is, or...
I saw a meme where it showed like a confused person's face. They look quite confused. And they're like, another day in lockdown. Is it Sunday tomorrow or August? Like, that's kind of what it feels like.
But that's exactly what it feels like. And I actually just got off the phone with a friend of mine who said, you know, she said in the beginning that lockdown was going to be difficult. And it wasn't as bad as she thought it was going to be. But this last weekend and today, she's missing her mom and she's missing her friends and she's missing, the kids are missing their granny and their grandpa. And now with school, it's like they're kind of set in a routine of online classes and housework and working from home and everything. And it's okay. But she wants to know when it's going to be over because now she's had enough. And I think we're all kind of feeling that way. Like we're okay, but okay enough now also.
Yeah, you know... I spoke about this on an interview last week, and the reality is the whole loss of normalcy, all of that stuff, we've kind of dealt with. We've been like, okay, this is it. But what we have to start wrapping our heads around after what, 120 days of lockdown, yeah, is that there is no, and you're going to hate me for saying this, there is no end date in sight. And that's the reality. We need to remove that end date and remove the expectation so that we can continue to grow in the space that we're in now. And I know that sounds like a complete opposite. To continue to grow in a closed space makes no sense. There is no end date. Yes, I'm supposed to be the good things guy. And now you're making me do this. And I am going to do it. But there was the United Nations did a talk on Saturday at the Nelson Mandela house in Houghton. And they spoke about how COVID-19 has been shining the spotlight on injustice and all of those things and whatever, whatever, whatever. But what we need to realize is that even when COVID ends, there's going to be a COVID hangover. Mm. And right now, the United Nations is saying that globally, the world is about to face the deepest recession since World War II.
Yeah.
And the broadest collapse of incomes since 1870. They believe that COVID-19 will cause 100 million more people to be pushed into extreme poverty. Mm-hmm. And this non-normal space, whatever the new normal, I don't know what name you want to give it, but this could easily be around for the next 3 years. So like that is something that we need to wrap our heads around and start going, okay, well, what do we do for self-help and for mental wellness now that we know that we've removed the dates? It's you can't go, yes, I can't wait for December holidays because it's going to be so lucky. We're going to go to the beach or whatever. That's what's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
And we need to wrap our heads around this so we can understand, okay, this is it, but what do I need to do to keep my mental wellness in a good space? And if that is taking a day off from the news, if that is staying in bed for a day, I speak about duvet days a lot. Like if you need to play PlayStation for a full day to get your cup to be full again, then you need to do that. If you need to record Danny Painter's shows and listen to them on repeat, then you got to do that. Like you got to do whatever's going to help with your mental wellness. I'm trying to cope. You speak about missing your parents. So my parents have had COVID.
Yes.
And it was very mild and they survived and they are doing so well. And scientifically, I should be able to visit them, right? Scientifically, they've had it. They're okay. But my fear of the government is making me not. So I'm trying to deal with that at the moment. Like, I'm trying to figure out, what do I do? If I go visit them, is that illegal? Have I done something wrong? So I actually just haven't gone. I haven't seen them. So we need to figure out what's going to be best for our mental wellness. I can tell you that this weekend, I drank all the wine. I was the guy that had stocked up on my bar. So I'm good. So there was a day I drank all the wine. And I also ate all the food.
Same.
And I'm feeling great. Obviously, when lockdown ends and my gym instructor, my personal trainer, sees me again, he's probably going to fire me because I'm not looking like I did before lockdown. But I don't care. Like, I feel good.
But I want to talk to you a little bit about the food, because you and I are super, super blessed, Brent. We have food and drinks and a roof and people that love us. But there are a lot of people who don't have that. And before we get into all of the good things, I wanted to chat to you a little bit about, we've spoken about in the past, there are great places that you can go and either help someone feed another person, or if you are a family who is desperate and who does need help at this point in time, there are great places to go. Now, I've had a lot of inboxes on my Facebook and my Instagram and my DMs with people who are now desperate. They weren't that bad before, they were kind of okay, but now with everything kind of going backwards again, they're scared and they don't know where their next meal's coming from. So where can we go? How can I, who is privileged, help? And how can someone who needs help get it?
Okay, so one of the best organizations that I've worked with over this time is Operation Hunger. I cannot tell you how they bend above and beyond to help South Africans in need. So that would be my first go-to. If you have an extra 180 Rand, you can give it to Operation Hunger. You can find them online. You can find them on the Good Things Guy website. You give them 180 Rand and that will feed a family for a month. That gives them a food parcel for a month, which is just incredible to think that someone could live off 180 Rand. With that said, if you are in need of help, if you are worried, if you feel that you're getting to a point where you might not be able to look after your family. I heard on another radio show, a caller phoned in to say, this is the hardest thing. He phoned in to say that at nighttime, he boils water until his kids go to sleep. So they think that he's cooking food. And when they get tired enough, then they'll go to sleep on their empty tummies. No. That is the reality in South Africa. Before you get to that point, reach out. Reach out. Operation Hunger, Food Forward South Africa. I mean, I've got a list that I'm going to give Danny now of all the charities that we can post at some point. But it's a list of charities that we've found in South Africa that you can either contact should you need help, or you can support in case you have a little bit of extra cash. Maybe you're still earning a full salary. This is really important. So I'm going to send that over to Dan and she can post it. I'll post it as well.
Thank you. When the show goes live.
But just this weekend, and I know this was one of the stories that we were going to talk about, but just this weekend, the Nelson Mandela Foundation decided to also get involved with combating hunger in the time of COVID-19. So we've got all of these websites that I'm going to send you that you can share out, but something as big as the Nelson Mandela Foundation have decided to spend the rest of the year helping feed South Africa through something called Each One Feed One, where you could either get a voucher or buy a voucher. Okay. I think they pledged almost 500,000 Rand towards the foundation to kick it off. It's absolutely incredible in this time of crisis how ordinary South Africans have, because you must remember, the people behind the Nelson Mandela Fund are just people. Yeah. They're just people. But they've looked at this pragmatically and they've gone, we know it's a problem. We want to help South Africa. And they are trying to encourage people who have a little bit of money left over and who are maybe earning a full salary to help. What I'm saying is, you don't need to help the Nelson Mandela Foundation. There's lots of them out there. There's many places that you can get hold of if you do have a little bit of extra income. But this is really cool because you can buy a voucher or give a voucher, which I think is a really cool way to help someone in need.
Where and how do we do that?
So the easiest would be to, you can Google Each One, the number, feed one where all the information will come up. But if you want to get a concise report, you can read what I've written on Good Things Guy. I've done the work for you. It's on Good Things Guy, each one feed one, and it'll tell you all the information you need to know, where you need to go, what you need to do, and how you can get involved. Or again, I'm going to say this, if you need to reach out, put your ego away. Don't worry. The world is going through a very traumatic thing right now. Yeah. Don't let that feed you. Don't let pride be the thing that lets you fall. Rather, trust your intuition. Look at this going, I can see that there's a problem coming. I'm running out of food. I don't have money. Go onto the website. On the homepage of Good Things Guy, if you scroll down just a little bit, it's called the Editor's Picks. And the first story on Editor's Picks is the list of South African charities to support or get help from during the lockdown. And you will find the correct numbers there. What I've found, and the reason why we put this list together, is because a lot of the government details were going unanswered. So people were sending emails or phoning the numbers, and maybe the number was fake, maybe they didn't have the right number. I don't know the answer to that, but they weren't getting the help that they needed. And that was a continuous thing from the start of lockdown. So we put together this charity list where you can either support or get help from. So do it. If you're in this space and you're listening to this right now, reach out. Reach out.
Please reach out. And if you can help, please help. And please help as much as you can, because it's great to give someone a meal, but it's even better if you can do that consistently, because you know, one meal is amazing, but people need to eat every single day. And it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So if you can afford 180 rand a month, that would be incredible. And I would be forever grateful to you. Like, I really would.
This is one of the things that you don't know the power that you hold, my friend. And that is that you inspire people with your big, big heart. So I'm sure your listeners, the ones that can, they will help. I don't know. So something happened, and I don't know if you saw this. You may have missed it. But on Friday, a very good friend of mine phoned me in tears. She was distraught. And the conversation started off by going, she was saying, it's just not enough. It's not enough. Everything we are doing is just not enough.
Yeah.
This friend, Kelly, actually supports 40 people every single night that she's feeding. And the way that she's done that is she got hold of her community WhatsApp group and she got the whole community involved. So it's like a round robin. Every night, one of the houses gets involved to cook for that night. And then they meet at a certain parking lot and they feed 40 people. And she told me the story and I wrote the story and I put it up. And by the end of the conversation, when she phoned me, her words were, I'm not giving up and I will not stop. I know it feels like a lot, but I'll just keep doing it. And if I can help one person, that's one person whose life I've changed. Yeah. And funny enough, I've been honored enough to do quite a lot during lockdown, but she's invited me to come and help feed everybody on Wednesday. And I just think that that's really, really cool. So I'm going to spend Wednesday socially distanced with my mask on cooking. We're going to cook all the food. And then Wednesday evening, I'm going to head over to her area and I'm going to go help hand out food. And the reason why I'm doing it in person is because I'm also spring cleaning my cupboards. Yeah. And I'm going to hand out jackets and shoes and socks and whatever I have excess of that I don't need anymore. And that's a way that I can make a difference. And I think that's also something that we need to think about, is how do we make a difference thinking out of the box? Maybe we don't have money, but we're able to pass on loved goods that we can give to someone else so that they can use it.
Yeah. There are so many different ways that we can help and make a difference. And you know what? It doesn't matter if you make a difference to one person or if you make a difference to 10, because for every difference you make, that person is more able and capable to go out and make another difference to someone else. So
yes.
I always say, we must make goodness trend, but you've done that already in your life. I'm just trying to do it in mine.
No, you do it anyway. Of course.
Okay, but I want to talk about a South African that has used his brain cells. Shout out to this, Dylan. But he's helping other South Africans weather the storm and find jobs. Can you tell me about Dylan?
So Dylan's story is so cool because we have all the, I don't know if you've seen it on social media. So many people are upset because they are not able to go to gym. Like, and I know that sounds so, I don't know, selfish during a global pandemic. that you can't go to gym. But here's the reality. Gym is some people's sanity.
Yep.
And it's the way that some people have maintained their you know, not or, or controlled their anxiety is by controlling their body and their health. So that's been removed. And this Dylan guy was a huge CrossFitter. How do I know that? Because if I asked him, he would have told me.
Shout out Dylan.
I'm allowed to say that because I used to be a CrossFitter. So I'm totally allowed to say that. But he was unable to train. And luckily, his CrossFit box loaned him a bit of equipment. And he'd also lost his job. And his fiance was on half pay. This was like at the beginning of lockdown. And they were just trying to figure out, like, how do we get through this? How do we make it work? And at one point, Dylan was like, he really wants to squat and do like bench presses and stuff, but he needed like a rig to do it. So he contacted somebody, researched, and he found a guy, and the guy was able to make the rig at home. And he was like, I'm going to put him in a bit of money into this, and I'm going to make this rig for myself. And he put the post up on Facebook, and all his CrossFitting gym friends were like, hold on, I want one of those. How much does it cost? And all of a sudden, he realized right in front of him something that he loves, gymming, something that he is passionate about, CrossFit, and this realization that you can make something with your hands, he decided to start making these rigs for everybody else to buy from him. What happened then is the steel worker then had a job during lockdown. He'd lost his job. So all of a sudden he was making gym racks and benches and upholstering the stuff. And he had all this whole supply chain of people that were making this cheap rig. So it's not like the expensive stuff that you would go get at a gym store, but it worked. It's the stuff that they needed.
Yeah.
And then the story is quite lengthy, but the steel worker two nights ago, and that's where we got the story from, came to drop off the benches and stuff at Dylan's house. And when he was there, he told him that he's going to be buying a bucky because he now has made enough money and is making enough money to support the fact that he can buy a new car during lockdown. And it would be his first car ever that he had purchased.
What? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
In lockdown even. Oh, guys.
And then on top of that, there was a whole bunch of youth in the area, like in the workshop area near Tembisa, where he was collecting stock. They were like, excuse me, sir, what are you doing? Like you're here every day, you're collecting steel, I see this gym equipment going, what's going on? And he decided to teach them how to make these gym products and help them market it so that these youths can actually make income for themselves.
Dylan, you know what? I have a brother called Dylan, and I always thought that Dylans were like stoners that just traveled the world and like lived. But this Dylan is showing that not all Dylans are the same. Sorry, brother Dylan.
Sorry, brother Dylan. We love you. No, it's just a really cool story. And I think this lockdown is hard. It is traumatic. People are dealing with so many things. There's so many people whose finances have just been cut off.
Yeah.
You know, it's traumatic. There is things that you can do though, and I know that it might feel helpless and hopeless, but it's stories like this that remind us that it's not.
Brent, for someone who's listening who wants to buy a rig, where can we go? What do we do? I want one.
His name is Dylan Middleditch. Mm-hmm. Dylan Middleditch. So if you go onto Facebook and you search for Dylan Middleditch, you'll find him and you'll be able to contact him directly.
Stunning. I am going to buy myself a rig and in so doing, help someone finance their very first car.
Yes, yes, yes. Good news.
Love, love, love. Okay. Well, talking about gym. And gym is obviously good for body, mind, and soul. And these are things we should be thinking about in this COVID-19 situation. And I don't know if you know, but Izal Hoffman joins me on a Tuesday and we talk about all the food that we should be eating and how we should be preparing it to up our immune system. Now you, good things guy, you guys have done an article about how to boost our immune systems. Because obviously, even just going to the spa, we need to be running at a maximum level of healthiness and immunity. Because people are touching things, we're taking them home. So what are we doing to do this? How are we boosting?
Right. So your immune system, and because you have that interview on a Wednesday, did you say Wednesday? It was Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Because you it's tomorrow already.
Yeah.
Because you have that interview, obviously you know that the best way to keep your immune system in its possible best performance mode is the food you eat. What you put into your body is what is going to give you the immune system to fight this. So the easiest way to do that is, I'm going to say this, sorry, because I do love fast food. Stay away from fast food. Fast food is not healthy. Doctors keep telling us this. It's all over the place. You need to be eating fresh food, a lot of fresh food, and colorful. That's hugely, hugely important. The spinaches, the broccolis, the pumpkins, all those big colorful colors that come in the vegetables, you should be eating them. And then the biggest thing that Dr. Marlon McKay said in this article is vitamin D and vitamin C. They are hugely, hugely important. There's other things like zinc and magnesium, but vitamin D and vitamin C. And here's the crazy thing. If you cannot afford vitamin D in a tablet form, go sit in the sun for like 15, 20 minutes every day. That's what you need to be doing. You need to be chilling out in the sun, outside, fresh air, green sun, and that'll be really, really good for you. Oh, and then obviously exercise. So if you can get a rig from Dylan, do that. Because this is a global thing that scientists have recorded, and they know about this virus, is if you are even slightly overweight, your body doesn't handle the virus as well. So you need to be optimal health, and you need to keep your weight down. So no more fast food, no more soda, guys. No more soda. Don't do the soda.
Oh, I love you so much today. Brent telling me to exercise, stop eating takeouts, and stop drinking Coca-Cola.
It's all the things we love. It's the things we love. And
the
we
things
just
that make my heart full.
I told you I ate all the food yesterday. If I give you a list of what I consumed, you would be confused and disgusted.
Okay, but I want to celebrate. We like to celebrate people, and you especially really celebrate the best kind of people. And the best kind of people for me are our incredible game rangers and people that protect and conserve our wildlife. And you are celebrating some of them. Tell me about this.
I am. So the spotlight is on Africa's 2020 Rhino Conservation Awards, which are coinciding with World Ranger Day this year, which is on the 31st of July, 2020. And the reason why we're putting a spotlight on the rangers is because their job has not stopped during this time. Poaching is still happening right now. Today, yep. It is still happening. Last week, we wrote an article about I don't know the exact price, but it was hundreds and thousands of rands of rhino horn that was found at the airport.
Yeah.
And I can't explain to you the backlash that we got online, because people were like, how is this possible? Airports are closed. I don't understand. And people didn't realize, the readers that were giving me feedback, our airports are still open for import-export.
Hmm.
So they're still exporting these goods. And the rhino horn was packaged in some containers that said that it was art that was going to other parts of the world. But luckily it was intercepted. And hopefully that will lead to some sort of arrest, because there's a traceable link as to who was sending that, where it was going, who was picking it up. So hopefully there'll be some arrests there. But the reason why we need to celebrate our rangers is because it hasn't stopped. They are still working right now, even during this pandemic.
But I have so many questions also. Like, I understand that it's still happening, but I don't understand, and this is going to come off a little bit political, and please forgive me. I don't understand how we're policing people smoking, but we can't get it right to police rhino horn and the conservation of our wildlife, which is a massive tourist industry for us, right? We make lots of money on this. So we need the animals in order to make the money. But yet we can stop you in a roadblock and confiscate the cigarettes that you have. We can't do this. This just blows my mind sometimes.
Yeah, so it is completely political, and you're 100%, and we should stay away from it completely in the good news section. But it is a concern. And that, I mean, South Africans have been very vocal on social media about how they feel about some of the regulations that have been implemented by the government. We're not going to talk about those. What you are saying is a high point that needs to be raised today when this pandemic is over, when we move on to the new year. It needs to constantly be spoken about. How can we police one thing and not the other? Poaching has been around for the last forever. Poaching has been around forever. And our murder rate with rhinos is not slowing down.
No.
It's not ending. So there has to be another way to do this. You're 100% correct. They need to put the people that are at the roadblocks, they need to put them on the side of the Kruger National Park so that they can just stop people from going in and out. Like, maybe that's the deal. We need more security to go around the park. I don't know. Maybe we could put it there.
I'm sorry that I get so political about this, but I do feel like more needs to be done, because we're going to look up at some point in the very near future with wild dogs, with rhinos, with elephants, with all of the animals that people come here to see. We're going to look up and we're going to go, they're gone. We should have done more. And at that point, it's too late. We need to be doing the things now.
Okay. So this awards ceremony, this is a great way to highlight. Sometimes we can get, I don't want to call it donor fatigue, but charity fatigue.
Yeah.
So you constantly hear, we all know that there's a problem with the rhinos, and eventually you switch off. You're like, okay, I don't want to hear about it anymore. But then you get to a point where we celebrate the people that are doing good work, and you remember why it matters. So how's this? The three shortlisted finalists in the best game ranger category for Africa, are Albert Smith and Don English, who are both working in the Kruger National Park.
Yay.
And then the one is African, Benson Kanyembo, who is a law enforcement advisor to Zambia's Department of National Parks and Wildlife. The point is, two out of the three finalists out of the whole of Africa, Africa has got amazing national parks throughout Africa, but two of them are from Kruger National Park. So if we have good people that are being celebrated at the top for the work that they are doing and for stopping poaching and all of that, we need to celebrate that. We need to talk about it. We need to celebrate them so that they can keep doing the work that they're doing. And I think that's a start, Dan.
Truth. I agree with you. Let's start celebrating even harder so that it brings more light. You're right.
Agreed. If you want more information on that, you can go to goodthingsguide.com. It's one of the articles from the weekend on Sunday. And, you know, it just points out, there's so many to mention, but it points out all these amazing, amazing people who are doing incredible things. And there's some cool photos as well. There's a photo of a Congolese ranger with a gorilla in Virunga National Park. They both look very sad. But what you must remember is gorillas just sit around doing nothing all day. So even though they look sad, I think the Congolese ranger is just having a little rest while the gorilla sits around and does nothing. But it's important. And I think we just need to be highlighting the good news stories of these rangers that are doing good work.
Truth. And obviously all the good news, more good news is available on goodthingsguy.com. Brendan Linneke, thank you so much for today.
Thank you. I love speaking to you. I'm always in a good mood. And like I have said for the last million weeks since we've been in lockdown, that I cannot wait to see you in real life again. I don't know if you think I'm going to recognize what you look like. I've been looking at your Insta stories and you are looking hot.
You're so kind. Thank you. But I'm going to say bye now before you make me embarrassed.
All right. So I just want to wish all the listeners a really good week. I said this on Sunday night. I don't know who needs to hear this, but it will all be okay. I know it sounds like a lot, and I know that it feels very overwhelming, but it will all be okay. We just need to trust that, and we need to put action towards our goals. So whatever that is, go and put action towards your goals. And like I always say every week, only good things.